When we talk about outreach, when we talk about church, most of the time we reason from a paradigm of what church already is and then try to reason our way for how to get people into what we think church is. Okay, in this picture we've got a church, got a congregation, and then I have a map of the campus. Okay, now on an average campus there might be 300 local churches, buildings surrounding that campus. But on that campus, in New England, 98% of the people on that campus don't go to any one of those churches. So we can either think like this. This is traditional outreach. We're going to send people. Oops. Here we go. Okay, traditional outreach. We're going to send people into the campus. And we're going to preach the gospel and we're going to work really hard at bringing them back. The way to disciple them and to get them to experience Jesus and build relationships is to somehow maneuver to get them back into what we understand a local church to be. How many of you have ever, I've heard it this week and I'm not picking on anybody, I hear this everywhere I go. Man, I'm trying really hard to reach my friends, but they just don't want to come to church. Ever felt like that? Well, I have an alternate scenario for you. What happened? What would happen if we did what Paul and Barnabas, Silas, the other apostles did in the book of Acts? We would view the college campus not as an already churched place, which it's not. We'd view it like Corinth. We'd view it like Thessalonica. We'd view it like Antioch, prior to the dispersion, the persecution coming from there. We'd go there, we'd preach the gospel, we'd hang out with people a lot, we'd pray for the sick, we'd make friends, we'd hang out with them some more, we'd eat with them, we might even go to their parties, for goodness sake. And we'd love them, and we'd bring the kingdom there. And instead of bringing people to church, what if you could actually start little expressions of church that could meet and gather and seek and experience Jesus together and then multiply all over the campus, dorm to dorm, campus to campus, campus to the nations. You ever thought about that? When you experience Jesus together, it was only for 20 minutes this morning in a small group. You prayed, you worshiped, you interacted about life and prayed in the Spirit. Some of you had word time. What do you call groups that do that together? As simple as that was, what is a group like that? It's an expression of church. Now, does that mean that's the model? Little churches are better than big churches. No, there's a lot about little churches that really suck. But 98% of the people on campuses in New England aren't going to get served by big churches. So we have to find a way to go in the power of the Holy Spirit, to preach the gospel, form people into little groups together that experience Jesus, that actually have the potential of bringing an expression of the church to every area that students do life together.